We're talking in the past episode about how I like to talk to myself. Well, that's not a problem. She understands. I love it already. Yeah.
She understands why.
She doesn't think I'm crazy.
Oh, okay. So she says.
Just Mary.
Teasing.
I'm teasing. Mary.
Aw. I love you, Erin.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. I'm just...
You're not crazy.
Yeah, I just talk to myself sometimes.
Like I was said before, I talk to myself too, just not that loudly.
Not that loudly, not enough that people take 3 steps away from you when you're in Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay, that happened to me once.
Hello, and welcome to the Homestay Kitchen with me, Mary Chan, and Erin Eastman. This is a podcast where we serve up stories of being a homestay family, the ups and downs of making a connection with international homestay students. We'll bring a plateful of stories, ideas, interviews, and hopefully dish up some anecdotes to share with our community. In this episode, we take you through the process of getting ready for the arrival of your student. Is the student bedroom made up? Got that extra house key ready? Those are just 2 main things you should have set up. But yes, of course, there's always more. We've got lots of tips for welcoming your student into your home, culture, and a whole new country to explore for them. Plus, Erin's got some homework for you and your new student. Don't worry, there won't be a pop quiz. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, update. We have... invited to have a new student in our home.
A new student has arrived.
Arrived. That's the word, Mary. That's the word. Hello. Have another sip of chai, Erin. Why, thank you. I will. Under-caffeinated this morning, Mary. Yes. Under-caffeinated. But here.
So 3 days now? 2 days in your home?
2 days.
2 days.
Well, so. A day and a half. I don't know. Under 48 hours.
Under-caffeinated,
Erin. Under-caffeinated.
I can't do the math. All right. So before your student arrived,
there were things to do. So much cleaning, Mary, or just, you know, cleaning and preparing and welcome baskets and note writing. And
oh, my. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's start at the beginning.
Thank you. I'll slow it down.
And a deep because. Because Yoko had, like, just left.
Okay, so do we want to tell everybody what I've done since then? Yes, Yoko just left.
And then your new student arrived, like, right away.
We had the Chinese New Year dinner that night.
Yeah.
Right? And then all the cleanup after
that. Uh-huh. Okay. And then the new student arrived the day after. So you
had... The new student arrived Sunday. So Yoko left Friday. We did Chinese New Year dinner Friday night. And then clean up. Everybody clean up. And then Sunday night, our student arrived. Yes. So there was a
few things to do with a short turnaround.
Well, parenting 3 children.
So you had a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
I wouldn't always
keep going. I do the Mary Chan mantra. Keep going. It'll be fine. You're in my head, Mary. You're forever in my head.
Okay. Just keep going. It's true. You accepted the student so soon after Yoko leaving, while usually John and I would be like, no, we're going to take a break. We'll have a student later. Yeah. And so we get that time to decompress. But you went straight for it. So aside from cleaning the house and getting the room ready, cleaning up the room and stuff, you were talking about a welcome basket. What do you do with that? What is that?
Oh, well, it's something I like to do for my students. I did it for Yoko. And by the way, it was the very same process for when Yoko arrived. Like Pine left and Yoko right away.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
So, been there, done that, and it's what we do.
Yes.
Okay.
That's your thing.
It's my thing. I just like my girls. Okay. But I always like having another student because I think it's good for her to have somebody else, just so people know that. I don't think it's a good idea for her to be alone with my 3 siblings. True. I like her to have somebody else.
That's true.
I just think it works better for 2.
Yeah. You have a different family dynamic. Well, yeah. I'm like, yeah, if I just have 1 student, it's fine. I just have the 1 student.
But when you have 3 kids, I think it works better with 2 teenagers. It just, they need a friend. Everybody needs a friend. Do you know Bob Ross on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bob Ross, the painter guy?
The painter. When he paints trees, he always puts like a friend, or if he paints a squirrel, there's everybody needs a friend.
Yes.
It's like that in our house. Okay. Everybody needs a friend. So your question.
The welcome basket. What is that?
That's something that I like to have in the room. That it's like, well, whenever students come, generally, I've found that they bring you like a gift. Mm-hmm. And I like to have a gift there for them. And so that's the welcome basket.
What do you put in there?
Well, this time there was, well, there's like shampoo and conditioner and like body wash and soap and kind of essentials. Mm-hmm.
Just in case the student forgets to bring some, because sometimes they don't.
Or I've had in the past, their luggage has been delayed.
Oh, yes.
What if? Scaredy squirrel Aaron. What if? Right? And I host females. And so I like to put in the monthly sanitary napkins because...
Mm. Oh, wow. You're...
Well, what if? And also, they may not know what that looks like here, or something may happen and are not prepared. And mm-hmm. this is what a brand looks like. And you have that for nighttime use and for daytime use.
So good. Well, I never even thought of that.
Now you know.
Well, I just leave because they've always either A, brought their own, or B, have mom send some to them.
And maybe that happens.
And then there's always leftovers. So I just leave the leftovers in their bathroom.
And sometimes there are. But people like to start fresh.
Yes.
Okay. And then, you know, Victoria can be cold and windy. And I like to put in a little Burt's Bees chapstick.
Oh, those are nice.
Yep. Right? Oh, hair. I never know if their hair will be long or short, but ponytails are, I think, fun. So we have like the little
hair elastics.
I think of hair elastics.
I love this.
I'm okay. I'm just going to keep going.
Yep.
And what else do I put in their water bottle? In the past, I didn't do it this time because we've accumulated a collection. I'll put in stuff for lunch kits, like either a reusable lunch kit bag or else those lunch kit blocks of Tupperware things.
Whoa, you're really going all out.
Well, I just love them. I'll try to look because I do get a lot of information on their profiles. So like in Yoko's case, she loved Star Wars. So I got a little Star Wars figurine for her. Or she loved to paint. So I got like watercolor paint pad with some watercolor paints. Just something to show like, hey, I know what your interests are and here's something for that. Well, like in this student's case, she likes to work out. There was a headband with a where you can pop your ponytail through it.
Nice.
Just, I don't know, just something that like, hey, I
so thoughtful of you.
I tried to be thoughtful. Sometimes it's hard to be thoughtful when you don't know very much.
No.
One thing that I've done for students before, and you've all probably heard me go on about it, is the microwavable rice bags that are lavender scented.
Oh, yeah. You made those for Christmas one year.
So one of those was in there. Oh, pens and like little memo sticky pad things.
Oh, or post-it
like
notes.
Post-it notes.
Wow, look at you. For me, I don't have a basket.
That's fine.
I think I just do a sign at the airport.
We did that too.
I get Kira to make the sign. Like I write it and then I get her to decorate it.
Violet did Fiona did the sign. Uh-huh. And you could clearly see that it said welcome and then the name. Uh-huh. Violet also did a sign. No idea what it says, but she did one and she held it up and she was very happy with it. Oh, it had stickers on it. It was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was funny because when we're picking her up, you know, when you go to the airport and everybody kind of knows that you're there for an international student on that weekend because everybody's kind of there.
Yes. And it's a small airport, our Victoria airport.
It's a small airport, but people were like, they saw Violet with her unintelligible sign. And they looked at her and we're in our pajamas because it's late at night on a school night. And they're like, oh, she's definitely here for an international student. It was kind of cute. We're like, we let her make the sign. Yeah. No idea what it says, but we're sure we can find her student.
The airport is so small. We would have emailed our student a picture beforehand so she would know what we look like. But we always have the sign anyway, even though the airport is so tiny. There's only one gate that everybody gets out of. It's not like there's 14 gates to choose from. But it's nice. And they see the sign right away.
Or they can keep it or put it in their room.
Yeah. I've had students that keep it and like write on the desk so they see it every day. Because sometimes we make it out of like a big piece of heavy duty cardboard. Mm-hmm. So it's nice and sturdy. And I remember this one student, she needed to pack it home with her. I'm like, it's okay. Like we cut it out of like a spare cardboard box.
Us too. Yeah.
And it's a big one. You don't have to. She's like, no, it needs to go in the luggage. So she brought it home, which is kind of sweet. But we don't do like a big welcome package or anything. I have like a Canada flag for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I'm just practical.
Mm-hmm.
I get right down to the nitty gritty. On the desk is our rules. That's really my welcome package.
We do that too. Yeah. We have like the welcome letter and about the house and the rules and like recommendations and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we have this one, like a two-sided sheet of information about us. Quick little rundown. The address, emergency contact, phone numbers, all the names of everybody who lives in the house, things that you can find quickly within the neighborhood. The bus, so what number bus to get to school, and then general things about the house too, like laundry, rules about the bathroom and the shared bathroom usage, quiet hours, and just general things that you might need to know around the house. And like Wi-Fi password is on there.
That's so they don't always have to ask. Highlighted and underlined because it's the first thing they want to know.
Yeah. So that one's always on there. And then I have like a separate sheet of recommendations around our neighborhood and around downtown because that's where most of our students are always going because the schools are downtown. So all our recommendations for mostly restaurants, but also little things like drugstores to get toiletries if they need anything. Because I know sometimes they don't want to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. So I have a list of that just so they can Google it and be independent and do things their own way.
And this time I also added Jenny's recommendations of restaurants.
Oh,
because since Jenny was on our show and these are tried and true student recommendations.
Mm, that's right.
I printed off, we have them up from Jenny's episode, and I just printed off that graphic and put it at the back as well for our students. So I said, these were Jenny's recommendations, and here you go.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. So that was good. So yeah, my welcome letter is much the same as yours. Yeah. And keys to the house and make sure they have access and everything they need for in and out and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And also their school orientation schedule, if there's a schedule that they have that printed as well, even though I know they already have it, but
they're all prepared. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because for us in the language programs, there isn't necessarily like a school schedule. There, I guess it's a little bit of a orientation, but they just need to show up like 15 minutes earlier than they normally would and have a quick little orientation. And they do a language test to see what level they're at.
Right.
So then they can get situated in the appropriate program for English learning because the students that I get aren't as fluent in English like your students are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to go through that. They have their usual program of learning English in the morning. And then sometimes in the afternoon, they'll have a short class and then they do extracurricular activities, which is part of learning to use your English. So sometimes I'll print out that month's activity calendar. And so I could show the students, say, hey, at the school, this is what's happening on these particular days. If you want to join in one of the activities, you can sign up with the school. And so we'll just give them the quick rundown of what happens at the school without going into too much detail, but just so they have something to expect and something to chat about too, because
mm-hmm.
especially with the limited English, we're always looking for things to talk to your student about.
Oh, homework. I have homework.
What is this homework?
It's something that the high school program has the students do. And I think it's such good talking points. And this is why I'm sharing it with you
mm-hmm.
because it's something that our program does. But it's good because it opens up a dialogue and a conversation that I think is important in the first few days that a student's in the home with a new family.
You did this before she arrived or did you do it together?
After, together.
Together.
We had homework for every student to go home and have this, fill out this form and have this conversation mm-hmm. with their new family. And one of the first questions is for the student to please tell your host family how to say your name correctly.
Oh my gosh, that is so important.
Right?
Because whenever we meet them at the airport, we're always like, oh, hi, I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your name? And then we go through it.
But what if in that first time, like they said it wrong? Like I know that there's somebody at the school at my children's elementary school, and they said, like, one of their students that they ran into, they thought, and they called that child for weeks, Manica. And then it wasn't until that child introduced herself to us that they realized her name was Monica. And whole time that they were, it was a short time, but that's how they pronounced the name and that happened. So it's good that they have them tell how you're saying your name correctly. And then for the family, please tell your student what they should call each person in your home. Right? So I said, you know, Aaron, Blake, what the names are. And then to ask the questions, you know, like, what time should I get up? Will you wake me or will I use an alarm clock? Those types of things. Like,
expectations. I haven't even thought of that. Mm-hmm. Like, I just have an alarm clock there, or they use their phone all the time. I didn't even think twice to ask.
Right.
That's a great topic to talk about.
Great topics. And do I make my own breakfast or will you make it for me?
Mm-hmm.
That led into, well, maybe sometimes on the weekends, maybe there'll be great big things where we make these huge things, or maybe you like pancake breakfasts, or do we expect you to get up and make your own breakfast each day, or whatever that is for your particular family. And to tell us, this is what I eat for breakfast in my home. So she could say, this is what I'm used to eating. What am I allowed to eat for breakfast, or what may I eat for breakfast in my homestay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do I make my own bag lunch for school, or will you make it for me? This is what I'm used to eating at lunch during the school week. What foods may I have for my school lunch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please tell me and show me how I'll get to and from school. And what time do you want me to come home from school?
Yeah, I have that already in my little welcome letter. What time you need to be home. Or at least what time you need to tell me if you are not coming home for dinner. That one is also very important.
And what time do we eat dinner? And I'm used to eating at this time.
Oh.
So you can have a conversation around what they're used to eating too. So it's not just like, we eat dinner at this time. You're expected to eat at this time. It's like, well, just so you know, I'm used to eating at this time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's room in there too to get to know a bit more.
About their culture.
About their culture.
Some cultures eat a lot later.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going to Italy and traveling, and their dinners happen at like 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night. At some places, and I'm just like, I'm too hungry by then. Yeah. And we're trying to look for places to eat at 6 o'clock, and like places aren't open because that's just the culture.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so hungry.
I liked this one. What can I do to help you to prepare dinner or to clean up after?
That is a good one.
That one was nice. And these are the foods that I like to eat and that I do not like to eat. So you can have a conversation around that. And these are the foods that I cannot eat in case there are dietary restrictions. Mm-hmm. Who does the laundry? When is the best time to do laundry? Where can I hang wet clothes? When may I take a shower, take a bath? And which bathroom do I use? And how long may I take for my shower or bath? Which I thought was considerate because, you know, in Canada,
we try to conserve water. And so there are a lot of cultures that they will just keep showering for hours and hours on end.
Mm-hmm.
And having a set time is great, especially when you have a big family. If everybody's using the one bathroom that you have, then it's good to set out some ground rules.
Yeah. And then talking about quiet time when everyone goes to bed as well. And then it goes into chores. What chores would you like me to do? Like, what are the expectations around chores? So this is, again, if you haven't done like a welcome letter that goes into like rules of any kind, this is good to
this
have.
This is a great one, yeah.
As a talking point and a conversation, and whether or not there are any special rules in your home. In our house, we have that you can't have cell phones at the dinner table.
Yeah, so that's great to have.
Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, like if you can invite friends over, if you can visit them, who do I call if I'm lost or late?
Emergency things.
Yeah. And what you'd like to know this about me, or if there's anything that, you know, any special questions.
So it's a great little sheet that you guys did together.
We can do together and have conversation
when the student arrived.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you guys did. That's a good little one to have.
Yeah.
Because usually I'll have my welcome letter with all our points.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have the time, depending on when they show up, we'll go through it together. But usually I just leave it there for them to read. But it's a better idea to go through it so everybody gets their expectations laid out.
You can have a conversation around it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some things that you like to do in the first couple days in your home with the student?
Well, for us, depending on what day they arrive, if they arrive before like Saturday, if school starts on Monday and they arrive on Saturday, then we usually have Saturday more low key, but we try to keep them awake the whole time. So that's the tough part. We try not to do long drives because that will put anybody to sleep. But we maybe will do like a quick drive to downtown and then do a walking tour and show them all the quick little sights. And if we have more time, then maybe the next day we would go and take them on the bus and show them how to get to school and back on the bus. But if there isn't any time, like they show up on a Sunday, then we just walk them around the neighborhood, show them around the house, make sure they're oriented around the house and know what's going on. But again, keep them awake until it is time to go to bed. And then Monday morning, I will take the student on the bus and show them how to get to school and make sure that they know how to get back too. Mm-hmm. So the first few days is just about getting to know the student and making sure that they're comfortable in the city and that they have everything they need. Like, did they forget their toothbrush? Do they need more shampoo? Do they need blah, 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 blah? Mm-hmm. And so we just go through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're much the same. And I find that my students come like the night before school starts generally. So,
oh, wow. So you have no time.
We have no time. Yeah. And so with us in the high school program, like they have orientation at a campus that isn't their school and they're doing orientation with the students because lots of times there's like 200 students coming at the same time and they'll have orientation there for a couple of days and they're sorting out, you know, their assessments and making sure they're being placed at the right grade levels and the right courses and then getting them to their schools usually by the Wednesday. And then, so we're just getting them to, I'm not even bothering trying to show them on the bus for the first couple of days. I'm just getting them to and from that campus until they're sorted at their school. And then which time I rely on my current student to help me with getting them confidently to and from their school.
Oh, that's so nice to have right? with a second student.
With a second student. And they're so great about that. And just getting through to the weekend when we can bunker down and really, really show them around ourselves.
Oh, wow.
So, and they're so great about that. And with the help of my mother's students as well. So, because they've been through it before and
so they have
just
like
really shadow each
instant
other.
Instant friends right away. Mm-hmm. And
mentors.
Like mentors. Yeah, yeah. That's so nice to have.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. And having been through them before, like when they came, they were somebody else there to help mentor them too. They really know and appreciate and step up and help their homestay sisters.
Awesome.
So that's wonderful.
That's such a great reason to host more than one student too.
Agreed.
Not that you're passing the buck or anything, I'm but not. Like it's a built-in support system.
Yeah.
And they're willing and happy to do it because they've been in that situation.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's just so awesome. Yeah. So what do you think so far, the first couple days of the student that you've had, are you doing anything different? Or are you just going with it because you can't do much until the weekend comes along?
No, we're having wonderful conversations and loving getting to know her and absolutely love her. And yeah, I spoke with our homestay coordinator and just thanked her again for what I think is such a successful placement.
Like, so successful. You like the thing is too, like you've only had her for 48 hours.
Yeah.
And you already know. It's like the gut feeling. Like, this is going to be good.
Yeah. And I messaged her mother as well. Like, what I always do when I pick the children up from the airport is take a picture of them with my family members and message their parent and say, I've got her. She's safe. We're good.
Oh, that's
and
so awesome.
Let them know right away that we have your child. And, you know, because I, as a parent, if I was sending my child across the world, I'd want to make sure they landed safely.
That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And have a picture of them and just to be able to see my child's face and know. Because if that's your child, you'd want to know, like, and read their expression.
Yeah.
And so I did that. And I checked at home, checking in at night. And I go on Facebook and they've posted that picture on Facebook already. And that's fine. Like, you know what I mean? I think this might be one of the first placements where I might have a bit of a relationship with the parents. And that's...
Yeah,
that's fine.
Different though, because I've never had a relationship with any of the parents.
No.
It's always through the school.
Yeah.
So like when I pick up a student, I'll just, you know, email the homestay coordinator and say, yep, got her.
Yeah.
Having fun already.
I might use it because it's her birthday coming up and I might need some ideas. So I might have to like, you know, message mom and dad and say, I need some ideas. So yeah.
Uh-huh. Good idea.
I know. Well, use your resources. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some good first days and haven't busted out Just Dance yet, but you know, just very open and very outgoing. And so we've had some really, really good talks.
It'll be fun. It sounds like it was another great match and that you've got all your systems in place. So what are your plans for the weekend?
Well, my daughter, the middle child, may or may not be going away on a camping trip. We'll find out tonight what her update is. So with her girl guides. So we'll see. So there may or may not be camping involved, but I would like to do some more touring around and just showing of the city. We're going to feed the ducks this afternoon. And, you know, just finding out, we'll see, weather dependent, what's on the books.
It looks really good today. It's nice and sunny.
I know.
It's just a little chilly, but it's nice and sunny.
Okay. Well, there will be some busing around, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And see what she's into. We'll put some options on the table and see what she jumps at.
Awesome.
But we do have the Butcher Garden seasonal passes as well. So I don't know. We'll just see what gets jumped at.
Mm-hmm. See if the jet lag's really settled in
yet. You know, yeah.
it also takes a couple days before your student acclimatizes to the time zone. So,
or what, you know, potential school supplies are needed and those types of things, because later on in the week we will have some class assignments.
Good plan. Well, have fun.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. It's been delightful, Mary, as always.
All right. Bye, Erin.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Homestay Kitchen, hosted by Mary Chan and Erin Eastman. Produced by me, Mary Chan of Organized Sound Productions. Web and show notes by Erin Eastman. Like what you're hearing? Write us a review wherever you listen. Or drop us an email at homestaykitchen@gmail.com. We would really appreciate it. For more information on this episode, visit homestaykitchen.com. And when you're ready to dish up your stories, connect with us on Instagram @homestaykitchen or on Facebook. Thanks for joining us.